Sir Philip Hampton considered in great detail the issue of enforcing regulations and the reduction of burdens on business. This resulted in changes brought forward by the Regulatory Enforcement and Sanctions Act in 2008. But the broad issue of enforcement itself fell out of the scope of the Lofstedt Review. The split in enforcement between the HSC and local authorities is mentioned, though. Enforcement of the regulations is divided between HSC and local authorities by activity. This division is set out in the Health and Safety Enforcing Authority Regulations 1998. Much of the inspection and enforcement work is carried out by local authorities in what are generally considered to be the lower risk environments. They carry out many more inspections than the HSE. This, it is said, results in lower risk premises being inspected more regularly than those posing higher risks. There being so many local authorities means that there are also inevitable inconsistencies in approach, regionally and nationally. To improve the situation, Lofstedt states that the enforcement activity of local authorities should be directed by the HSC rather than by the individual authorities themselves. This, it is said, would ensure that the highest risk premises are targeted by local authorities and would improve consistency across boundaries. By transferring responsibility for planning enforcement activity, he supposed that more of a distinction between health and safety and other regulatory duties would come about. Interventions in areas such as food safety and environmental protection are currently carried out by many local authority inspectors alongside their health and safety responsibilities. However, a different standpoint was taken by Lord Young, who had recommended a closer tie between food and safety inspections in order to improve public service efficiency and to reduce the impact suffered by businesses through multiple interventions. Following Lofstedt, the government pointed out in their response that it is not their intention to create a more centralised approach to health and safety enforcement. They have since provided a strong commitment to the future of the primary authority scheme, earned recognition, and the extension of inspection plans, which they state will help reduce any of the inconsistencies in enforcement highlighted by Lofstedt.